Well, I want to continue. I'll shoot at another, just a little different angle, but I want to continue on becoming God inside minded. Amen. Having the mind of Christ, be God inside minded. We think like God. You know, we started off with this. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:8-9, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways, says the Lord. As the heavens, what higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, says the Lord. Amen. So God, under this new covenant, we found out, and we'll cover these things, we found out under this new covenant that we have, that we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Amen. And so since we have the mind of Christ, we bring everything else under its authority, that we are not natural people. We have a natural mind, but we renew it with the word. Amen. And our physical body, as far as the flesh, has been crucified, and our body is to be a servant to us, to walk in the provision that God has made for us in Christ Jesus. And this is why it will tie right into what we heard last Wednesday night. Peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind. Don't give up your peace. And God is not troubled about anything. And Jesus said, before he left, my peace I give unto you, right? It's John 14:27. My peace I give unto you, right? And then he said, my peace I leave. I'm not just going to give it and take it back. I'm going to leave it with you. Then he said, what? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, and in the very first verse of that same chapter, he said, and this is what he said in the very first verse of John 1. And let me turn there real quick. John 1:14. I'll get there in just a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, let not your heart be troubled. And see, there's a lot of things that you could be troubled about, we could be troubled about, but God said, don't let your heart be troubled. I got it. I got this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you'll see in a minute why he said it that way. If you let your heart be troubled, you're not able to enter into this rest. And you will be taking on stuff that you don't have no business fooling with, because all this stuff he've already dealt with. You don't have to fool with it. I'm gonna say it again. All this stuff that's trying to take your trouble, trying to get you all upset, he's already dealt with it. And so you have no business fooling with it. Come over here where you belong. Amen. And know that all is well and it's fixed. He already fixed it. So we're going to pick up tonight, and I could go back through the whole thing again, but I'm not going to do that. But I want to pick up tonight in Matthew 11:28. And I'm going to start off with the King James. I got three different translations. I want to read those three scriptures from, and I want you to listen. Because we still on the thought you of becoming God inside mind. Do you think God has a care about something, a worry about something? Do you think he's all upset? Do you think he's frigid and troubled? Oh, Jesus, what are we going to do? Before Satan acted like Satan, he knew it. But he made him with a free will. He gave him free lead, and he took it and messed up, but you know what? God have dealt with him, and he's been judged, And it's just a matter of time. And we have something to do with this. Because he said Jesus gave this commission just before he left and went back to take a seat at the right hand of the Father. He said he commissioned us to go in all the world and tell everybody in every generation that is to live on this earth. We've been commissioned. And I believe the quicker we get the message to him, the quicker he can come. Amen. But here's what we want to do. We don't need to be worried. We don't need to be upset. We don't need to be frigid or pulling our hair out. It's enough of it fall out of on its own. Amen. And all these things we're doing, trying to, and it brings no lasting results. So why get involved in those things? So this is what we want to do. Here's our scripture. What did it say? Come unto me. What did he say? Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Why? Because there's nothing to be upset about, nothing to be disturbed about. You remember, I read a scripture. I don't recall just where it's located right now, but I read it the other one Wednesday night. And Paul said, none of these things move me. Can you imagine he getting beaten three times with rods and left for dead, stoned and left for dead? And he's saying, none of these things move me? You got any sense, Paul? he got faith. He had entered into the rest. And see, this is what Satan wants to do, is try to threaten you and make you feel all upset. Oh, what are we going to do? I'm going to keep trusting God. I'm going to keep believing him. I'm going to keep speaking his word. I'm going to keep being a doer of the word. I'm not only going to keep, I'm going to learn how to do it better and more complete. In other words, I'm going to learn how to walk in this revelation truth that we have. I don't have all the revelation of God, what he's done in Christ. But what I do have, what we do have, we walk in this. So he said, come unto me, all ye that what labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Keep going. Take my yoke upon you and what? Learn of me. Notice what he said. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We'll talk about that in a minute. For I am what? Meek and lowly in heart. So it's something that you notice he said, let not your heart be troubled, something weighing on your heart, something heavy, something that's troubled. That's not God. He said, come, I'll give you, so you can have a heart that is filled with peace, and there will be no heavy burdens weighting you down. You've been burdened down? Boy, I've had some of those days, but they've gone forever. I'll never go back there. I'll never do that again. Hallelujah. And so he said, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Keep going. For my yoke is what? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's do the message. Can y'all put the message up?